This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Dom's Kitchen and Market and Foxtrot Market, both upscale specialty grocers in Chicago, are joining forces. The companies announced their merger on Monday. Neither are traditional grocery stores. Foxtrot Market is part cafe, part convenience store, carrying specialty products with a higher price tag than, say, your local 7-Eleven. Meanwhile, a large portion of revenue from Dom's Kitchen and Market actually comes not only from its supermarket, but from its restaurant, too. We spoke with Virginia Lee, a market analyst and a writer for the Food Institute, a news source for the food industry. And Virginia began by telling us her reaction to the specialty grocer merger.
I was surprised, it makes sense because both concepts are upscale concepts where they're both markets, but they're both prioritizing curated food selection and cafe restaurant experience. And just the fact that the name of the new entity is Outfox Hospitality. It's not Outfox Market. It's not Outfox Retailer.
Yeah, that hospitality says something.
Yes. So I can see that they really want to emphasize the food service angle and the warm, gracious hospitality.
Yeah. Well, let's get everyone on the same page, Virginia. Tell us a little bit more about each company and, you know, their business models. Let's start maybe with Dom's.
Sure. So Dom's Kitchen and Market, founded by Bob Mariano, Don Fitzgerald, and Jay Owen. It's an upscale supermarket where you can buy pretty much everything you can find in a regular supermarket, but the kitchen component is food service. I mean, getting coffee, the wine bar.
And that coffee line goes down the block, too, if you try to get it from the window on the street.
I have gone to the window this morning to prepare. I did go to both places on Wall Street. I'm like, I am going to be
prepared
for this. And then with Foxtrot, it is a modern convenience store. So curated selection of packaged foods, beverages, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, and all-day cafe. And then there is also the e-commerce component to Foxtrot. So it was founded in 2013 as an all-call delivery app. So using the app, people can get delivery to their homes in 30 minutes or pick up at a Foxtrot store in 5 minutes.
So what consumer base would you say they serve?
Foxtrot, Dom's, or both?
Both.
So I would say both are geared towards affluent foodies, people who seek out new and interesting food and beverage experiences, that things that you can't get at your neighborhood supermarket or Target or Walmart.
Okay. Well, I mean, in the case of Foxtrot, as I mentioned, you know, it's part cafe, part convenience store. And this sounds like a larger trend, though, to include several services under one roof. Can you talk more about that?
I would say it's with Foxtrot, it's kind of an all-day model that you're trying to appeal to consumers at all times of the day and whatever. Yeah. So like this morning I had a bacon breakfast taco from there and a cup of drip coffee. And then at lunchtime, I can think of like at the Fulton Market location, which is near a lot of offices, mm-hmm. people would grab a sandwich to go along with a functional beverage. And then if there's a Foxtrot near where you live, on your way home, maybe you could buy a bottle of wine or a charcuterie tray to nibble and drink at home.
So it's sort of covering all parts of the day. You've also said that these stores can serve as a third place. What do you mean by that?
Yes. So while Starbucks, it seems to me, is currently de-emphasizing the hangout aspect as they open a lot of stores with drive-thrus or where it's pretty much pickup only, both Foxtrot and Dom's Kitchen and Market, they're offering this comfortable third place where if you're working at home, why not bring your laptop to a beautiful store mm-hmm. and sip your coffee and eat your sandwich or baked good, and also meeting up with friends. It's just a relaxed ambiance in both places.
Yeah. You know, in some cases, grocery stores, we know they already have a restaurant component, right? People getting lunch at the salad bar or the hot bar. Talk about the importance of that function, that you're not just able to get ingredients to take home and make your food, but you can, right there in that moment, get ready to eat hot food.
I mean, I kind of feel like Dom's is like perfect for foodies who love to eat but don't like to cook. Because so for breakfast time at the Brew, you're picking up donuts from the Donut Vault and a cup of specialty coffee. At lunchtime, you can get a hamburger or a Korean fried chicken sandwich along with fries. Then for dinner, like I bought a katsu bento box that I'm going to have for lunch after this taping. So you don't need to cook. I mean, if you have the money to spend, you can just outsource all the culinary cooking prep.
I think that's the key,
Dom's.
If you have the money to spend.
Yes.
Right. So you mentioned earlier this combined brand is going to be called Outfox Hospitality. Though they're merging, do we know yet whether the individual stores are going to be renamed as Outfox? Have they said anything of that sort? Or does it seem like Foxtrot and Dom's will keep their branding, but it's just now under this new umbrella?
I haven't heard, but I'm pretty sure that they will both keep their separate brand names.
So these are specialty stores, Virginia. They've got pretty hefty price tags, as we've mentioned. We don't know whether those prices are going to change, though, with the merger. But what have we seen with previous closures when it comes to prices? Can you speak to that?
That's not something I have information on. However, I can see that one benefit of the merger would be economies of scale. If, okay. I mean, combining the two store concepts, and both place stores are planning to expand, you have greater purchasing power to better compete against the likes of a Kroger or Walmart.
Yeah. Foxtrot's locations mostly on the north side in the Loop, and Dom's Kitchen and Market has outposts in Old Town and Gold Coast. How do you think these stores fit into the larger picture of where grocery stores open or close in Chicago, especially considering the longstanding issue of grocery store closures and food deserts here in this city on the south side or the west side?
I mean, yes. I mean, in Chicago, there definitely have been a lot of closures, supermarket closures on the south and west side.
Yeah.
And it does appear that supermarkets, when they're opening, are focusing on the north side, where there already are plenty of places to purchase fresh foods.
So what do you think that this would mean then for the industry at large? And this merger in particular?
I mean, with this merger, it's, I mean, in terms of them benefiting, they're likely to benefit from the economies of scale, and it's likely to help them with geographic expansion. I don't foresee the merger leading to, say, either of the concepts necessarily opening on the south side or west side, with the possible exception of Hyde Park.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, this comes at the heels of another big merger, as I hinted to at the top. This is between Jewel and Mariano's last year, and a number of other grocery mergers this year. Is this a trend we can expect, Virginia? What do you think might be behind these entities coming together?
I would say we're going to see more and more mergers in the food retailer space. I mean, Walmart is a huge player, especially with the Walmart Supercenters, and Kroger keeps getting bigger and bigger. So to compete against these giants who have the purchasing power and the leverage to ask for and receive discounts on products they're buying, other retailers kind of need to bulk up as well.
Yeah. We'll leave it there. That's Virginia Lee, a market analyst and a contributing writer to the Food Institute. That's a news source for the food industry. We were talking about a merger between Chicago-based specialty grocers Foxtrot and Dom's Kitchen. Thank you, Virginia.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Max Lubers and edited by Linnea Dominic and Ethan Schwab. If you liked this episode, well, give us a like, leave a review, or subscribe to the pod. It helps us connect with listeners like you. That's it for this episode. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk again tomorrow.